was a mighty nation, blessed above all of creation. It was a rare and precious pearl, conceived in faith and liberty, home of the brave, land of the free. It was the envy of the world. But this shining
folks, welcome back. Resurrected Republic. Resurrected Republic radio broadcast on RBN. ResurrectRepublic.com. You're going to be able to go to Resurrected Republic and find all of Ken's stuff there. So we welcome you to come to the site. We already have his links up there, but in the coming week, we're going to get with Ken, and we're going to put a spot on Resurrected Republic strictly for his information and give him the ability to directly post articles so he can get off of not get off of social media, but not rely on CIA book for sharing of information. So, folks, welcome back, Ken Dost and Lori, Texas 101.
Hey, guys. Ken, you had one more post that I had a question on.
Okay.
You had the MDA Mind Box operation and activities description, and it really caught my attention because it was talking about gaming and non-gaming software. What in particular was this foreign patent about? It was a McDonald Witter and Associates patent out of British Columbia.
It's McDonald Detweiler, and McDonald Detweiler, the company that this all. Let me just do a little bit of history here. I'll be brief. There were two patents in mid-1980s from a company called Inference Corporation, who, by the way, the only sole disputative holder of stock is Merrill Lynch, just to throw that in there. But what they did was they devised artificially intelligent programming that is rules-based, in other words, future-based. And Inference Corporation has the patents to these. They split off into two separate companies, one named Brightware and the other named Mindbox. Brightware is messaging system for trading platforms that all the banks use. It's a platform for all the banks. Mindbox is for financial services and lending and credit, insurance, and the like, and it also covers the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Departments, the Department of Labor, the court system, just about every single agency across the country is rooted in Mindbox programming. Now, Mindbox was purchased by McDonald Detweiler in, I think, 2006, somewhere thereabouts. McDonald Detweiler is a foreign corporation. It's a multinational corporation that is based out of Canada. And what they did was 90%, 95% of mortgages, car loans, and any other kind of credit transaction was originated with Mindbox-based programming. So that means that all our information is within Mindbox databases, which is held through Wells Fargo, through Morgan Stanley, through Merrill Lynch, through the Department of Oceanic and Atmospheric Departments, through the court system, through the grants department, through so on. It's endless. So what happened was all this information was in the hands now of a foreign corporation. McDonald's.
I've got to stop you real quick because I'm going to tie something in for some people that do listen. And I do have a deep group of researchers that are waking up. You said grants department.
Yes.
That's your schools and universities right
there.
That's
your schools and universities. That's your foundations and nonprofits.
Got it. Perfect. And I'm sorry I interrupted you.
That's okay. The important thing to note here is that all this information was in the hands of a foreign corporation now, multinational corporation named in Canada. They took all this information and they assigned it all over to Budapest, Hungary. And there it sat for a couple years until it was transferred again to Bank of America having rights to it and situated now in Luxembourg. And that's where all our information, everything about us, is sitting over in databases in Luxembourg. Everything. Through a foreign corporation, through a little company named Mindbox that started all of this. It's a huge, huge a thing to understand, because now you can understand when they're buying and selling and trading us, they're doing it through this Mindbox-based programming, and that it truly is. We truly have been exported overseas as foreign entities.
Wow.
So you've got, I guess the easiest way to understand this is you've got to step out of your tangible world, and you've got to put yourself into the virtual world, and you've got to imagine yourself floating through portals and traveling all over the world, because that's what they've done to us. And what they've done to us is they've created, like I said earlier, they've created all these e-passports, which are fraudulently construed and then deleted out. Now, the thing about it is if you and I had a couple thousand dollars, you and I could sign up and participate in the NTrust certification, e-citizen, and e-passport, and e-authentications, and you know what? We would have no problems whatsoever, because we'd be participatory in a fraudulent system that is fabricating certificates and authentications and then deleting them out. It's abhorrent.
Welcome to global citizenship that everybody keeps talking about, correct? This kind of proves that too.
Well, exactly. Well, the thing about it is that this is all part of system, voluntary, of course none of us volunteered, a voluntary system of standards and procedures, public and private, that is organized and administered by the American Bar Association. And what's interesting, I came across an interesting one of the codes in CFR, I don't remember which one offhand, but specifically stated that as far as ownership is concerned of property for citizens, if ownership cannot be established, then it can go to a foreign entity that is serviced, entities that are in service to foreign corporations. Well, what is the bar in service to? The bar is in service to the British monarchy. So the attorneys have set themselves up beautifully by sitting there and saying that stripping us of our rights and giving us citizenship and showing that we're in debt, they get to take over our property, and they set themselves up beautifully for it.
Is it in service to the British monarchy or to the crown, which is
I'm sorry, to the British crown.
Yeah, that was something confusing, which ties it back, right back into the banks, because all crimes are commercial.
Yes.
And yes. I try to make it in the simplest forms I can so that people can understand it, because really how my brain processes this is getting it to its simplest form, because it is so complicated. But I think that one patent right there, and I had a feeling it put it together, because we've had the military working on these games. We've had these games and these patents and all this virtual information and data gathering. People can more relate to it in the schools, but I relate to it in your banking, when you go grocery shopping, everything you do with your credit card. It all goes into a database somewhere. Mm-hmm. And I saw that, and I'm like, I think that is the one. That is it. And I
what to understand here, again, is the fact that it's our identity, our all caps name that's trading. Well, if our all caps name is trading, and we haven't taken control, I mean that's money making for us, because we're active in trade, and if we're active in trade, and what they're doing is they are leasing out our collateral value to whoever will pay the fee for it. Why the hell shouldn't we be getting fees for that? It should be us that is profiting from that, not them. They could take their fee for brokering it, but as far as profits and revenues are concerned, that should be ours.
Absolutely.
And see, that's the whole point of this. The whole point of this is that at the end of the day, the easiest way to understand this is that we're floating out there in what they call the universe of assets, and that's what they call it, the universe of assets that nobody's taken control of, nobody's taken ownership of. And that's the problem. We have not taken ownership of ourselves. And it literally comes down, now what it comes down to is that, okay, what is the simplest process to do this? And that's what we're pinning down now. And I do believe that the easiest way to pin this down is you've got to pin it down at the hubs, because those are the matters of record. Those are the courts of record, if you will, are these hubs. And that's the information databases that from which all spokes sprout off of. So it really, at the end of the day, it's a pretty simple concept to understand. It's basically saying, take ownership of yourself.
Take responsibility for who you are. Exactly.
Yes, yes. And that's what this all comes down to at the end of the day. And yes, to do it on the at-law side, I think, is impossible. You've got to pull this into exclusive equity. You've got to pull this into probate. And you've got to pull this into the administrative process. Now, I will tell you that, and this is very telling. This is very, very telling. It's something for a lot of people to think about to say that, yes, this is the right direction that we're going in. The Attorney General in the states will take action and go after for remedies for deceptive trade practices for natural persons who are not partnerships or proprietorships. What does that tell you? What does it tell you? It tells you that they will go after deceptive trade practices for persons who come alive to show themselves that they're alive, that prove their life, that denounce that they are partnerships or corporations, or I'm sorry, partnerships or proprietorships.
And this is mind blowing too. I mean, some of the things they do just.
It's worse than that. Have you ever heard of the Nation of Micronesia?
No, that was one of the other questions I had from you. What is that nation?
From what I understand, it doesn't exist. It's underwater. It's underwater, but it's an enclave of the United States. And they're running accounts through this Nations of Micronesia. It's right in the CFRs. They're running accounts through it. So the same thing with the Mariana Islands. They're running trusteeships through the Mariana Islands. They're running submerged properties through the atolls of I think it's Guam or one of those. And one of the stipulations within the submerged properties refers to properties that are underwater. What did you hear about? What have we heard about for years after the economic collapse? Oh, properties! These properties are all underwater.
Well, they never lie to us. They always tell us the truth. We just don't know what they're saying.
Yes, and they're just saying they've got so many different schemes going. It's ridiculous. And you know who's at? You know who's at the heart of these contracts? These supposedly unbreakable contracts? Department of the Navy.
Really?
Department of the Navy, they're the ones that devised all these coded contracts and all these, so that they're unbreakable contracts. Department of the Navy, Secretary of Navy, I got there's a patent on it from mid-1990s, I believe. So there's all these things, all these people that have worked together, there's so many patents, so many different derivations of patents, you know, but that's what's amazing about it. When you look at all these thousands of patents, you think, oh my God, this is mind-numbing. But when you put it in this perspective and say, wait a second here, all these patents, they're all dealing with some derivation or some bastardization or some modification or some manipulation of who? Me. They're using me, they're manipulating me, they're using me in every single way to make money and everything. And you got to sit down and think, oh, wait a second here. If they're doing the same thing, why can't I do the same thing? How do I do that? Oh, okay. Well, gee, I just gotta take ownership of myself and make claim for myself, and then I've got ownership of me, and they can't have me anymore.
And that's a key thing. Been working with a friend trying to take over control of a trust, and the state I'm in is locked down. Every trust has to be manipulated and maneuvered by a bar attorney. Nobody can tell this person how they can get a hold of the trust, how they can take a control of the trust, what they can do with this trust. But behind the scenes with this trust, everybody else is manipulating it, moving it. The bank's got control of it, making decisions.
Exactly. When you get down to the end of the day, think about it for a second. If they're doing this, why can't you do the same thing? Why can't you claim your own trust and do the same thing? You can do that. You just got to have the authority to do that. What's your authority to do that? Your authority to do that is taking claim to your name. This way, nobody else can take claim to it. Now you can go back and get them on infringement and all kinds of tort actions. Because we're entitled to do that. We're allowed to do that. The code tells us we're allowed to do that.
I think what we need to do is tell people how to break the... I got to watch my wording here. break into the courts and be able to file and make them take our filing so that we can get them into court and make them move.
Well, I don't think we need to do that. I think we need to correct the records. I think we need to do the correct filings. You know, there's all kinds of filings to correct the record. There is for DHS, for Department of Homeland Security, there's Form DS-10, which is a birth affidavit. So DHS be filling that thing out to verify our birth. There's Form FS 581, which I classify and I would say is an exit interview, which is a questionnaire, which is a very loaded questionnaire. It's loaded with trick questions and it's loaded with traps, but it is a questionnaire that determines whether you're a U.S. citizen or not. You know, to me, I believe that's the exit interview. There's all kinds of other, you know, people are so intent on getting the 4-star or 5-star passport through the DS 11 form, and there's other forms that I think we should be doing in terms of capturing a missing or lost lost or stolen passport. You know, so there's all kinds of things we can do in terms of administrative to correct the record. Well, see, these are all things that we're entitled to do anyhow. So the natural question in a court case is, Your Honor, what the hell are we doing here? I've got all kinds of administrative processes to exhaust for my remedy, and no case can be brought before the court until all those administrative remedies are exhausted. I'm just learning of all this stuff now, so what the hell are we doing in court?
Exactly.
So, I mean, I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, go ahead.
I think we're getting into the point where we get a good handle on this and what we're really focusing on here. I think that I'm hoping that we've gotten away from defending against foreclosures. I'm hoping that we start to have a better understanding of how we respond and how we cannot respond in court. That in fact the court is a court of admiralty law. The fact that we are lost at sea, the fact that we've got to put ourselves back on land, it's all about identity. It's about identity, and identity is corrected by court procedure, yes. But before you can go into the court to get your identity corrected by means of a decree from the probate court, which is the highest court in the land, probate, we have to do the administrative work to correct the record, and that has to do with authenticated birth certificates, with correcting the record at the state registrar's office and ensuring that the county registrar is not playing games with our identity and manipulating us. And we need to correct the records. There's a lot of things we could do to correct the record to start us off on the right path. I think what's going to happen here, if we do that, then what's going to happen is now we're going to put the bar in a position to where they can suffer some severe damage. I think they're treasonous. I think they ought to be hung myself. I think what they've done is they've committed the worst act of terror that there is. And if my correction of, if my understanding of terrorism is correct, or anybody who is a terrorist is anybody who harms the United States economy, well, then the true terrorists here is the American Bar Association, because they have completely taken over the United States economy, the United States, and its people.
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, there's always good people in the bar and outside that, you know, they woke up on the wrong side and didn't know what they were getting into. But the association itself is a very, very evil organization.
Well, it is, especially if you start going through and you start understanding the Uniform Acts and how the Uniform Acts is a manipulation to keep us down, to basically bankrupt us, and to make the beneficiaries only those, the elite, that have any understanding of these processes and what underlies them.
So where are we at now with the research you guys are doing? Where I know a lot of people are claiming their lives. They're getting their authenticated birth certificates. How is that helping them in court?
Well, it's not really helping them. Like I said, it's not really helping them in court. You've got to separate and decide on which court you're in. You've got to get out of the court that is on the at-law side. And again, that comes down to what we've already talked about, subject matter jurisdiction, lack thereof, and the proper venue being probate, and of course the administrative processes yet to be exhausted. Insofar as the authentications are concerned, what you want to do is you want to get all your authentications in line, and then you want to do a decree or a petition for a decree from the probate court to deem you as a live person, and that you are sole beneficiary with all rights, title, and interest to your all caps a trademark name. That's what you want at that point. That's the goal. And then from there, then you can assert that decree to start setting up accounts and going into your own trust and taking back everything.
Are we getting closer to that? And I'm not trying to get at the...
I think we are getting closer to that. I think that it's kind of coming down to where do you hit, you know? And that's what I was saying. You know, all this conversation about DNA and the Catholic Church and stuff—that's all great and wonderful, but those are mere spokes. We have to concentrate on the hubs, and I think we're there. I think we've got the four hubs identified. I truly, truly, truly believe the thing that'll kill this all off is through the United States Register of Copyrights. I truly believe that's where we kill it off, because that is what has control of us. Now, United States, you can't necessarily copyright your name per se. You can do it common law, but what they're operating on is the United States copyrights. You read the copyright law, I'll tell you, I'll post some things later. And it gives clear indication. There's one section of copyright law that specifically states, and I'm paraphrasing here, but that they will not intervene. This is the Copyright Office. They will not intervene with foreclosures because people chose to go that route and defending it when, in fact, they should have came on the copyright side and claimed the copyright. I'm paraphrasing,
really?
But essentially they're telling us right there that, hey, people, you know what? Claim the copyright. Don't argue the foreclosure because you're going to lose. They're telling us.
Yeah, they do tell us. And that's something I'm sure a lot of people are going to want to look at to.
Yes, and I'll post all that stuff up later. They're telling us all throughout. I don't have the CFRs in front of me, but the one pertaining to domestic securities, it's telling us right in there. They're making it. It's a clear statement there, and they're saying that talks about the prudent man's wishes for how he wants to handle his own property. It clearly states in there about the indentures. It clearly states in there about fraudulent practices. And we're not making the claims, though. It's all around us. They're telling us. They're allowing us to make the claims. They're telling us to make the claims. Another place we want to make claims with, believe it or not, is the Customs Department. Because why? Because we are being transmitted through portals into overseas transactions, and we have to, in order to be brought back, we have to be brought through customs. Now, does that make any? Does that ring a bell with anybody? Because in their mortgage loans, where MERS is involved, what does it say? One of the statements it says in there is per law or custom. What is custom that they're talking about? They're talking about customs. Bringing us
and
through customs.
People that have worked on bail bonds and the bonds throughout the court systems, they've seen these bonds go overseas as well.
Yes.
So it works with the mortgages, the bonds. I'm sure they do it with education, and I'm sure they do it with health care as well.
It's all through suretyship bonds. And, you know, and through DHS, you know how you counter that? You know what it is? It's an immigration bond that can be taken care of with a postal money order.
Yeah, explain that a little bit more, because
I'm still trying to wrap my head around it. But what it's saying is basically you go back to the concept of us being born in an international zone. Okay, now one of the sections in FAM, in the Foreign Affairs Manual, refers to before a mother applies for or gets or the information is taken for a birth certificate, she was to apply for a passport visa. Which, of course, none of us did, because none of us never knew it had to be done, okay?
Well, she's at a port. She's delivering birth at the port.
Well, in an international zone. So she left the international zone with a birth certificate, but without the passport visa. So basically, we were immigrants upon the land who have been naturalized into citizenship. And so now going on that, now the question is, oh, well, wait a second here. Then that means that I have a passport visa already set up, which, in fact, you do have set up, and it's called your first file. It's your merchant account that follows you through your life. It's a life cycle account. Okay? Cool. And so these are all these little nuances that we've got to grab onto, and we've got to start making claim to. And where do you make claim to these things? Well, the making claim to it is at DHS. It's clearing the record at DHS. Now, I firmly do believe that DHS has no clue that, I'm sure that some do, but I don't think, by and large, many of the employees or officials there have any clue that there's a system of e-passports that is fabricating and stealing our identity for profits and whatnot. And I think that that's one issue to explore. Do they really know what's going on? I really don't think they do. I think that could break things wide open. But DHS is definitely a hub. It's a hub for getting the record corrected. DHS is probably the number one hub for all of this stuff. Even supersedes the Copyrights and Trademarks Office, because it all has to do with identity, our citizenship, naturalization, so on and so forth.
Sounds like the government was correcting itself by opening up DHS and pulling everything together so that they could correct the errors they had with all the research everybody's been doing over the years.
Well, you know, I really do encourage people to spend some time looking. It's called FAM, Foreign Affairs Manual. It'll blow your mind because it talks about everything that we're dealing with here, everything to do with identity, everything to do with immigration, everything to do with trade, everything to do with the management of our assets from this federal government all the way down to the county agencies. This is all regulated by DHS. Everything, our whole economy, everything that's going on with us, with mortgages, with houses, with cars, with everything, all is regulated by DHS. Everything.
No wonder they needed another agency.
Oh, you know what? What amazed me was looking into some of these agencies, and I swear to God, you read this, some parts of this Foreign Affairs Manual literally reads like we're under a system of communism. It literally does. I swear to God it does. And there's agencies and offices that I've never, ever heard of. And if I would have not have known that I was reading from a United States manual, if you will, I would have swore it came out of the Soviet Union or communism.
Well, that's exactly, you hit the nail right on the head with that. I mean, they set us up for all of this right around the period of the Civil War. And, you know, my research goes back to the 14th Amendment, of course, and the 14th, I believe that was their setup that brought on the citizenship, that brought on all of this fraud. And you had later on, you had the 14th Amendment, you had before 2 years before that, citizen in person being redefined to mean corporation. Mm-hmm. Then you had the Act of 1871 that set up the municipal government to be able to do that. Then of course, they brought on the Federal Reserve, which, if you read the Communist Manifesto, requires a central bank to bring on its communism, communitarianism, which is basically communism and fascism fused. And that is what you're stumbled on, my friend. All right, folks, we have to go to break. We will be back. Resurrect the Republic Truth Radio broadcast with Ken Doze and Lori, Texas 101.
This is the most transparent administration in history.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
As a regular listener to Republic Broadcasting, you certainly understand the times and circumstances that we are living in. You certainly understand that the good times are over, and you certainly understand what we are heading for. Though we do not know what exactly is going to happen, we must assume that it's going to be a disaster. Are you prepared for that mess? Go to www.bugoutpanama.net and get the necessary information on our growing community of awake and prepared individuals just like you. At www.bugoutpanama.net, you will learn how we are preparing on our farm, Finca Bayano, for what is coming. Emigrate while you still can to our village, where survival is of the utmost importance. Prepare. Don't despair. At www.bugoutpanama.net.
While the large majority of Americans have never heard of cryptocurrency, it is the medium of exchange of the future that has already begun. On the other hand, the large majority of RBN listeners are very aware of the corruption within the Fed and the trillions in counterfeit money and credit it has created. Well, would you like to do something about this? OneCoin, the fastest growing company of any kind in world history, will pay you to help do away with the Federal Reserve. Henry Ford didn't invent the automobile, but he surely developed many great improvements in the industry. In 1927, talking pictures made silent movies obsolete overnight, and email has practically done away with the need for a fax machine. With cryptocurrency, Bitcoin became the pioneer in 2009. But now OneCoin, as the first ever gold-backed cryptocurrency, has moved to the top of the industry in only 2 years, and its impact on the financial world could be devastating to the Fed. Bill Gates and Richard Branson and all the jillionaires are already acknowledging that this system of paying for goods and services is becoming what will be recognized as the new worldwide reserve currency. For more information, call Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911. Again, that's Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911.
Hi, my name is Chris. Since the 1970s, I have been actively making products available that support good health. What makes my juices flow is helping mankind get healthy. Today, your juices to flow. I am excited to recommend Dr. Miller's Holy Tea to you. Even if we are eating a clean diet, these impurities are entering our bodies. Holy Tea moves these poisons that are creating havoc with our health out of our bowels. It works on the whole digestive system. The five tasty herbs are combined to provide an amazing detoxifying and healing tea that will rid your body of the pollutants and soothe your digestive tract, and in some cases, help you lose weight. It is critical for our health to move all of the environmental toxins from our bodies. The Holy Tea can do that. As a hydrocolon therapist, remember, with every BM, you're supporting RBN. www.holytea.org 800-326-2001.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Yo, somebody's gonna have to pay.
Resurrect the Republic, Truth Radio broadcast on the Republic Broadcasting Network. This is Tom Lackabara Stewart. You are on with Ken Dost and Lori, Texas 101.
Hey, you guys. So, Ken, keep going. I mean, I'm overwhelmed by the information that you're giving to us now. And you have the avatar.
I got to mention something. That Tom Shannon, that commercial you just had for Tom Shannon for cryptocurrency.
Yeah.
Let me tell you something about that. That's what we're dealing with here. The Fed's irrelevant. The Fed has no relevance at all anymore. People that put any attention to the Fed are wasting time, because this has nothing to do with this is a global economy. This is IMF type stuff. But the cryptocurrency is very important, because cryptographic keys, digital keys, have been created for us. Public and private PKI keys that are crypto keys. Okay, the public key is the one that they're holding against us to foreclose and steal from us. The private key is the cryptocurrency, which is nothing but electronic entries that derives value. That's what we're dealing with here. It's exactly what we're dealing with here. We're dealing with a set of keys that we don't have, that as owners of those keys, as issuers and principals of those keys, we have got to get them in our hands, because that is what was created and stolen from us. A lot of this is cryptography, and cryptography has to do with a set of public and private keys. That scumbucket originator that lured us into giving over our identity, he's holding that private key, which is a cryptographic key. Yeah, you get what I'm saying.
I get it, and my brain has a hard time putting it into English, because I see it in almost like a graph that you would draw for the computer, how everything's put together. Yeah. And how it fits together with, you can name a subject and you can plug it into everything we're talking about. I know I deal with education and you deal with mortgages, but you can deal in with anybody's issue
and plug it
into exactly what we're talking about.
Yes,
and it all goes down to unplug, find another way for us to communicate, and it's the saying in Revelations: you can't buy or sell. You cannot do anything without them wanting you to plug yourself into this avatar.
Right, and see, that's the point. That's a non-human. I call it, well, it is non-human, because if you go in, if you pull up PRI, which is the program that is used across the nation for the county software, that specifically refers to us as our human side, which is our legal name, our trade name, and our non-human name, which is our avatar. And what keeps them separate and keeps them apart is the public and private key. Again, it all comes down to identity. It comes down to capturing your own identity and taking charge of your own identity. That's the only way out of this. It's the only way, because we got so many avatars, so many identities out there, so many minor children out there. With every time we sign a signature, every time we put a signature on something, that it's mind-boggling. It's absolutely mind-boggling. And the only way to take charge of that is to get your control over your identity and get that decree, and then put yourself into set up your own private trust, and now you've got control. And now all the monies that are being earned out there on your minor children and your assets come to you as the rightful beneficiary.
And I know this is not funny, but all that keeps coming to mind is what my mom used to always say to me: what do you want to be when you grow up?
Yeah.
And the world's open to you, and that question's back to you again: what do you want to do when you grow up?
Yeah, you can be anything you want to be, or you can be anything anybody wants you to be. Only you don't know it.
Oh.
You're a transmitting utility. That's what you are. But see, the point of all of this, I realize this is complex. I do. I realize that. And some people, unfortunately, will never see this, because you have to think in the abstract. You have to literally remove yourself from the tangible world and put yourself out there and float in Sim City or something of that nature to be able to understand that these are all derived values. They're not real values. They're crypto. It's cryptocurrency. That's a beautiful way to put it. It's cryptocurrency. They're all electronic entries. All this is electronic valuing. There's no money out there. You know, so the people that complain about, oh, there's no money, it's a pointless argument. The argument's mute, because you or I would gladly accept $1 million in electronic credits to live by, wouldn't we? We wouldn't complain about it for a second if we had that. The problem is it's been taken from us. And we've got, in order to get it, we've got to claim our identity.
Exactly. And it really goes back to how you go back to the land, what really has value, and all of this imaginary numbers that they have out there, even if it was $1 million in just electronic digits. When the power goes off, I had a friend that was dealing with a banking issue. He thought he had the solution, and I kept telling him, Dave, I love you, but you still have a flaw. Where's your plug? Because I want to unplug you. Without that plug, you don't exist. And where's the plug, Ken? I want to unplug him.
The problem is you can't unplug him. You can't. I mean, that's the thing here. If everybody realized what we're talking about here tonight and understood what we're talking about here tonight, and everybody went and filed all these filings and did everything, it would be disastrous for the economy. It would be disastrous for the global economy because it would be like a run on the bank, you know. So as far and insofar as unplugging the system, unplugging the matrix, and this is the problem I have with a lot of strict constitutionalists. I understand where they're coming from. But you can't. This isn't 1787. This is the 21st century. You have to play by their rules, unfortunately, because it's digital. Everything's digital now. There's no way. The only way that's going to unplug this is if, you know, some kind of global disaster blasts us back to ancient times, which would be probably kind of be fine with me. I wouldn't mind starting all over again because this digital stuff, this automation, this electronics, this global networking is scary stuff. It's very scary stuff.
And just to think what the next generation is going to have to deal with if it continues.
It can't continue. I mean, we have to start coming forward. We've got to start standing up for ourselves. We've got to walk the path on who we are, and we got to understand who we are. And it really is a spiritual path because the road is there. The road is definitely there, and it's paved for us. It's just finding, you know, it's jumping from one stone to the next stone. It's kind of like hopping across a river without getting wet. You know, the path is there, and we've got to grasp onto it. We've got to find what the most expeditious route is, and we've got to take it. But we've got to come together on a lot of issues here what we're going with this and what we need to do. There's a lot of things out there, a lot of people out there that are proposing the way to their future and the way to freedom, and unfortunately they're getting thrown in jail in some cases because they're doing the wrong things. I mean, don't file, you know, we do need to file UCC-1 statements. For God's sakes, don't go leaning anybody. You can't
right.
do that. You don't have the authority to do that. And even when you do have the authority, you don't file a commercial Well, look at it this way. You are the executor of your office. You're the executor of your estate. There's no greater person than you. You have ultimate authority, ultimate law, which means that you're supposed to act and walk with God and act in good conscience and good faith. You don't go suing people. Any kind of commercial action is kept behind closed doors in private through replevin and through the probate courts. Let that handle it. You don't file commercial liens. You know, and that's the thing about this. You know, there's a lot of anger and hate. I got a lot of anger and hatred towards HSBC, towards Own It Mortgage, towards all these guys. But hey, at the end of the day, if there's a way that I, that you, that the rest of us can claim our living person, claim all our trademarks or service marks or copyright, and then walk away with accounts in hand to live our lives, let's do it and let them eat each other.
Yeah, exactly.
Because that's what will happen. If the more of us that go after this, and we're going to get this identity thing, we're going to get the exact path right. And I, like I said, I really believe, I know in my heart of hearts, and I know from everything I'm seeing and everything I've researched, that the four hubs that we mentioned earlier, those are what we need to concentrate on. And doing so and finding that right formula is going to set us free and allow us to walk away and live our lives and forget the anger, forget the hatred for the banks. Because you know what? The more of us that do that, what's going to happen? We're going to start taking money out of the state coffers, because for every $1, if I'm a foreclosure, I'm $1. For every $1, I'm stimulating $1,000 to different state agencies or different state entitlements or different state public benefits organizations. Well, guess what? That money's going to start drying up, because the more of us that are doing this, it's drying up. So what's going to happen? The states are going to start bitching at the banks, and the banks are going to start bitching at the states. And who's in the middle? The bar attorneys. Let them eat each other.
And that's exactly what needs to happen. We need to let them shut themselves down instead of us doing it. And that's kind of the concept of honor. A lot of people don't realize it, but honor is you take the sword, which means all that anger, all that hatred, eat it. Let it go, yep. Go away, and go and do the right thing.
Yeah, that's take right. Care and of it, that's really what it does come down to. It does come down to honor. It comes down to, is it more important for you to get back and live your life and get back with your family and heal all the wounds? Or do you want to battle these guys for another 5 or 10 years? Do the honorable thing. Take your accounts, take your name, take your ownership, take your sole beneficiary, and walk away and live your life. That's the best thing that we could do. And if we all did that in silent mass, it'd be fantastic.
I can't wait till we all wake up to this. I know there's a lot of people starting to wake up now, and they're just getting, the concept I was at 6 years ago. But bless those people that have done all this research for so many years that we were able to springboard from. Mm-hmm. I don't know how they lived their lives. I don't know how they did it, but they are absolutely amazing. Absolutely amazing. And to get this far in this shorter time, it's meant to be. We are gonna collapse the system. It's just gonna take a while.
Well, I don't think we want to collapse the system. I think that's the wrong. We don't want to collapse, because if we collapse it, then we got some big problems. We got some huge problems. I think what we want to do is we want to change the system from within, and basically silent majority to where the system has to address itself, and that means that the system has to turn onto the bar attorneys and say, "What the hell have you done here?" Because that's what I think that's what's going to happen here. I think that's the best thing to happen. We don't want to collapse the economy. We don't want to. We want them to collapse themselves from within, and I think that that's the best way to do that is by what we're talking about. Get yourself taken care of, get your own identity taken care of, and just walk away. And the more of us that do that, let the system address itself, because the system is going to have to address itself at that point.
Yeah, absolutely.
I know, it's mind-numbing, isn't it?
You sit there, who came up with this stuff? Who created this system? You have to think back in the history. That's why.
Satan?
I know.
I mean, it is really amazing who came up with this. I mean, I think it's, to use your word, it's springboarded, but it really, really, as hard as it may seem to be, it really, really does come down to one simple concept, and that is, are you alive? Are you lost at sea? Or are you on the land? Because everything springboards from that one concept is how they're keeping us enslaved. That one concept is how we roll into adulthood as adult minors, incompetence, and puts our gives us pseudo parents, being the banks and the government. It all goes back to, are you on the land? Are you lost at sea, or are you not? By putting yourself back on the land, by coming back to life, by proclaiming your life, that's where you start changing things, because that's where you start having the authority to take control and to reach out and grab a hold of yourself, grab a hold of that transmitting utility and saying, hey, that's mine. I'm grabbing hold of it. And like I said, I encourage people, read one of those transmitting utility agreements, collateral agreements by Level 3 Communications, and read it a few times, and you'll see that the grantor is the grantee, which is you and me. It's just that we haven't grabbed onto it. We haven't grabbed ownership of it. And until somebody does grab ownership of it, it's going to keep on selling time and time again, and other people are going to be profiting from it.
And isn't there a Bible verse, Revelations, that says the dead shall arise? I never understood that.
I don't know. I was born Catholic, and I was raised Catholic, and I left the Catholic Church at 18. You know, and you know, just one odd point here in all of this stuff, in terms of history and whatnot. I was adopted, I actually have two different estates I can go after. I have my, I was born in 64. My last name Geiger, and but in 67 my name was changed by adopted decree to Kenneth William Dost. Now, ironically, it is shown as a lowercase. So now I can make a claim. I can literally make the claim that you stole my identity by issuing a certificate of live birth to my all caps name. But the odd thing about it is, in researching my history, Geiger, my particular family line goes back to mid-1600s, and I got banking in my background. I got Rothschilds in my background, so it's like it's almost like the best revenge.
Oh, wow.
Almost like the best revenge to turn around on these guys and say, you know, it's it. It's done. You know, I think we all question why, you know, a lot of us that have dedicate so much time why we've done this. You know, I mean, I wish I would have never known any of this stuff. At times I wish I was one of the sheeple that didn't have a care in the world, that was totally oblivious to this, because this is all ugly stuff. It's ugly.
Oh, absolutely. I agree with you 100% on that one. But once you know, you can't stop. You can't stop. No. You've got to. You see how evil it is, you have to let the others know.
Yes, exactly. Exactly, and that's the point here, is to spread the word and get people. Yeah, it's not something. This is not something that you can sit down and have a casual conversation about, because we're dealing with complex issues. But if you can instill in somebody a state of mind, and that's really what this is. The key to understanding this is a state of mind, and the state of mind is being able to think in the abstract. And to think beyond your tangible world, because it's beyond your tangible world upon which everything has been taken.
And how do you get people back to reality? That's the question. The movie The Matrix really does make a lot of sense when you think about it.
Well, it does. I mean, because what is reality? Is what we live in reality? Well, it sure feels like reality, because we're having our houses taken away from us and losing everything. I mean, that's certainly our reality. But is it real? Is it real? No, of course it's not real. Everything, the basis of it is all things that are contrived, and they're out there in cyberspace. That's controlling our lives. We don't have control of our lives anymore. I mean, God, we were born into a country. I believe we were born into a country. It's okay to make mistakes. I mean, if you make a mistake, that's good. That means that you're growing. You're learning from your mistakes. I mean, you go back to the patents. You go back to Alexander Graham Bell or Thomas Edison or any of these guys that have failed countless times before they got the inventions correct and got it patented. But now you're dealing with a system where the patents have been taken over to destroy people that are in place to intentionally trap people, intentionally put people into situations where they make mistakes, or the mistakes are made for them, to where they can never bounce back. Where they just spin down into an endless hole of despair and bankruptcy, and it's disgusting. It's absolutely disgusting. I mean, and that, these are the things that got to change.
Well, Ken, we've got about a little less than 10 minutes. Is there anything you really want to get out or close out with? Because it's just so complicated to steer people where they can do their research. Because we've always said, you know, don't trust us, don't believe us, go look at it for yourself, do your research.
Yes.
Is there anything you can guide them, tell them, help them out, so that they can go and start their search in this direction if they choose?
Well, I tell you, the one place would be my Facebook page. The easiest thing will be getting up, set up on with you guys on a web page, to where I can organize it a little bit better. But yes, I mean, there's a lot of things. There's the patents, there's the copyrights, there's the trademarks. It's an endless sea of information. I would encourage people, where to begin with this stuff. Really, to begin where to begin with this stuff is to do nothing else. Start the process of getting your certificates of live birth and getting them authenticated. Start that process because it takes a little while to do that. And as we progress through this, we're very, very close. I feel that within the next couple months, we will have a step one, step two, step three process that everybody can use and not necessarily have to understand all this stuff, but just a process that everybody can use. Because, yes, this is very complex to understand. Not everybody's going to understand. Not everybody wants to understand it. Everybody wants a solution, and that's what we're driving toward, and I think in the next couple months we will have that.
And I think it's important that we get that out pretty quickly, because when CPS comes to your house and starts taking your children, that's not your house. That's your heart. And right. Having this process to be able to go and say, okay, we need to 1, 2, 3, do this. New parents, make sure you claim your child, their birth certificate, all the information, get the correct copies. I think this is going to be very important to back off some of these agencies and people and schools and bankers.
Yep.
To where we can have our lives.
And the note you just said about birth certificates, and I'll post them up later tomorrow maybe, if not tonight, the manuals that I've come across from the Oregon's Department of Health, which are the guidebooks for the processes of birth registrations and intake. And it's fascinating. It's fascinating and it's frightening to see how they're changing information and how they're opening up a separate account that is not listed, and how they're taking it, how they're creating your life cycle profile, which some people would say, okay, well, that's great. It's good to have a record of your health throughout your life. Yes, I agree. It is. It's great to have that, but the downside of it is the bank accounts and the investments that are being created without our knowledge.
Everything that they're doing without our knowledge, and people are just seeing the tip of the iceberg right now, or maybe they're just seeing the iceberg from way far from a distance. But once you look and see how big that iceberg is under the water. It's incredible.
It's huge. Again, as daunting as this may seem, the one thing to impart into people and to get people to understand and get people to hopefully start realizing is that it all comes down to identity, and it comes down to personal responsibility to correct your identity and to take the steps necessary to correct your identity, because that is the only thing that's the only way that this is going to resolve. And it is the simplest way. It's just the simplest way. It's just to understand where you stand on the land, where you stand with yourself, where you stand with your family, and how that interrelates with how the government and how these agencies are interpreting you. You got to take control of that.
Who are you? Where are you? And what do you want to do with your life?
Exactly. Exactly. And take control of it.
I'm ready for the manuals. I'm ready for the information.
It's close.
Good, because this is what a lot of people have been waiting for a long time. I know in different countries it's the same thing,
yep.
And the people are taking action in different ways. But you guys have taken all the knowledge from everybody that's have studied for years. Y'all have put it all into a couple of meetings. Where we're finding some answers, and hopefully we're getting these solutions. And your court case, is it still going forward? Is it still?
My court case is still going forward. It was doing very well until today. I got a notice from HSBC. They're fighting my motion to vacate. Which is really just what they're trying to do is they're trying to trap me back into arguing on the at-law side, which I refuse to do.
Right.
Ken and Lori, thank you very much, folks. This has been Ken Doe's Exposing the Matrix Fraud, Resurrect the Republic Truth Radio broadcast. Tom Lacabara Stewart and Lori Texas 101 signing off for tonight. We'll see you tomorrow night. God bless all of you.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
not interested in photo ops.
Okay, nurse, let's get this man to the ER stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation. And Angioprim is the result, a safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones, please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now for a special radio offer from Angioprim. That's angioprim.com/radio. A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M. Angioprim.com/radio or call 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.